after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm Dave DeForest reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon is calling for an investigation into an airstrike on a school in Syria Wednesday that killed more than 20 people, most of them children. Jan Eglin is an advisor to the United Nations Special Envoy for Syria.
Five schools attacked in a week in Dara, in Ista, in Aleppo, east and west, in Idlib, and in Duma today.
Observers say warplanes carried out six airstrikes Wednesday on a village in rebel-held Idlib. They are blaming either the Syrian or Russian governments for the attacks. The Russian military says claims about the airstrike are a sham and that its planes did not fly over the area the previous day. As government-aligned forces move to retake the Iraqi city of Mosul from the Islamic State group, witnesses are reporting abuse of civilians. They are reporting that Islamic State fighters are taking civilians from outlying villages and using them as human shields. China's Communist Party has elevated current President Xi Jinping's status to core leader, putting him on par with former Chinese leaders Mao Zedong and Deng Xiaoping. A lengthy communique released following a four-hour Communist Party meeting in Beijing called on all members to unite around the party leadership, with quoting now Comrade Xi Jinping as the core. Final demolition work began at the jungle refugee shelter in Calais, France, Thursday morning after authorities declared the camp empty. Workers used large construction equipment and machines to rip down the makeshift shelters, some of which had been badly damaged by fire. This is VOA News. Here is the latest from the U.S. presidential campaign. First Lady Michelle Obama campaigned Thursday with Democrat Hillary Clinton. The two held a rally at Wake Forest University in North Carolina, one of the key states. The latest opinion poll average compiled by Real Clear Politics shows Clinton with a 5.8-point lead over Republican Donald Trump nationwide. A Bloomberg poll out Wednesday gives Trump a 45-43% lead among likely voters in Florida. Police say a man who admitted to defacing Donald Trump's star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame was arrested on Thursday. India has expelled a staffer from the Pakistani High Commission in New Delhi, accusing him of running a spy operation. The Indian government alleges Mehmood Akhtar got a hold of sensitive information concerning Indian security operations. Akhtar was detained outside the gates of Delhi Zoo, where he allegedly received sensitive documents from two Indian associates. Vikas Swarup is a Indian Foreign Ministry spokesman.
In keeping with the accepted norms for treatment of members of a diplomatic mission, he was treated with utmost courtesy and handed over to a diplomat of the Pakistan High Commission soon thereafter.
The Pakistani government rejected the allegations, saying the man had been detained on false and unsubstantiated charges. Late Thursday, Pakistan expelled an Indian diplomat. Federal prosecutors have charged 61 defendants in connection with a scam in which suspects posed as federal tax and immigration officials, allegedly bilking 15,000 people out of more than $300 million. Officials with the U.S. Justice Department said the defendants were involved with an Indian-based call center that managed five locations, primarily in the U.S. and India. Assistant Attorney General Leslie Caldwell said the operation manipulated mostly senior citizens and minorities and laundered the money with the help of prepaid debit cards.
These individuals demanded immediate payments from the people they called to avoid deportation, to avoid arrest, or to cover supposedly unpaid income taxes. In the process, these criminals took hundreds of millions of dollars from this scam alone.
Leslie Caldwell. Pakistan has banned all political gatherings, rallies, and protests in Islamabad, the capital, for 2 months. The government is trying to discourage a scheduled opposition march next week aimed at Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. Mr. Sharif is facing public pressure after members of his family were listed as having offshore bank accounts in the leaked Panama Papers. He is defending his financial record. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA. Begin broadcast. VOA 1.